You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Kansas musician Kelly Hunt returns to Wichita Saturday night for a show at the Cotillion Ballroom. The veteran singer-songwriter says she'll play some old favorites and some new songs as well. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Hunt and has more.
Can you tell me what the difference for a performer is like between writing your own material and, say, relying on outside writers? Because that's a world of difference in many ways, right?
When I was much younger and I was starting out and just cutting my teeth on, you know, being a musician, I did do a lot of other people's music because I had to. I mean, I was writing songs back then, but I wasn't a seasoned writer. It also helped me kind of find my own voice, you know, literally and, you know, on another level. And as a songwriter, I mean, the world is always changing around us. And so I think as a writer, I really don't, I kind of see things through my own lens and I reflect on what's happening around me. Not all songs are about me personally, but everything is a commentary on my own experience, other people's experience, current events. There's a lot to write about, especially these days. But, you know, and I think another way to look at that is music has always been really pivotal in how our country experiences change and how it inspires change. If you look at somebody like Mavis Staples and the Staples Singers, when they started working with in support of Dr. Martin Luther King during the Civil Rights Movement, that was a pivotal moment in history. And she is still doing that. We've actually done shows together, and she's as dedicated now as she ever was. So as a writer, you know, yeah, there's challenges involved. I feel very, very lucky to be able to say the things I want to say in the way I want to say them and have them be out in the world and have a career, you know, because of that.
How often does it happen that, you know, you go back to maybe a song you wrote earlier in your career and you have this realization like, oh, that's what, you know, 23-year-old me was actually writing about? I know this now because I'm 36-year-old me.
That's an interesting question. I've never been asked that. That's really interesting. I think as somebody who has getting ready to do my 7th album and possibly the 8th within the same year, from time to time I do go back into my song catalog and I do cull through things and bring a song or two back into the current repertoire. And it is interesting. And you know what else is interesting for me, too, is there were some observations that I was making when I first started out that kind of surprised me that I was having that to say at that time. So as a songwriter, I think one of our hopes is that some of our work will seem timeless. And I hope for that as well.
I believe.
You are known to do brand new songs in the live setting, which I think is very cool because the listener's getting something that they don't know. They're getting something brand new, something special.
It's like pulling the curtain back and being an insider and saying, hey, you guys, I'm getting ready to do a new record and here's something we're considering for it. Or I might even not even say that much. Here's something brand new. And people tend to perk up. It's like you're letting them in on your process. And that's a really important part of it for me. I know it's not the way that some artists do it, but it's a vital part of what I do. It kind of breathes life into the material that we're considering.
So along those lines, I mean, making a new record at a time when so many people are saying, why bother creating new music because nobody's buying it and live performance is where it's at. And if you've got the catalog, just go out and do that. So why do it now?
Yeah, why do this now?
Yeah.
Well, I've never stopped being a touring artist. that's always been part of who I am, and I've never stopped writing and releasing or having, you know, having a recording release. I think because I think people are so hungry for new music that no matter when that has occurred. And yes, you're right. There's so we have such access because of, you know, social media and the internet, and the business has changed a lot. I think there's even a more heightened awareness that there's a lot of cool stuff out there. We want to discover it. We want to see what it is. And for someone like me who's been an ongoing touring artist, there's still a curiosity level, like what's going to happen next? You know, what's she going to do? And the format might differ. It might be released as a single, as a digital download. It might be packaged with a DVD to go with it. Who knows? You know, those things have changed over the years. But as long as you're still engaging your audience both online and in person, I've found that for me, like I say, I don't know why it works, but it does. And I think a lot of it has to do with a just rabid support of my fans, both brand new fans who have just discovered me and fans that have been along for the ride since I first played the cotillion at the in Wichita. So if somebody's interested or they have felt like they have discovered you, they become part of your artistic journey.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time, Kelly.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate this. I can't wait to get back to Wichita. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. All right. We'll see you soon.
I got a good. I'm feeling about.